How about that? Jensen Lewis, that is shaking up the world this morning.
How about that?
Him going points in the money line. I love it.
Well, check the line, because with him making that prediction, the line could come down. You know?
No doubt. Or go up. Anybody seen the odds on Belichick going short sleeve tomorrow night with the hoodie?
I think he'll go long sleeve tomorrow. He's getting older now.
Yeah. Jensen Lewis, I wanted to bring Jensen in, a little take on yesterday. I saw the headline, the owners, players, finally after, 47 days, whatever,
it's
changing a Zoom call or something. The headline in USA Today says, players not impressed by owners' proposal. So let me, without getting lost in the high weeds, where are you at this morning? What happened yesterday? How optimistic are you?
Yeah, basically the owners came back and made just a couple of tweaks of their original proposal, and the real crux of why you saw the headline of the players unmoved, if you will, or unimpressed, is that the core economics, those are the buzzwords you're going to hear in the next couple of weeks. The core economic proposals are what the players are looking for. So what does that mean? What the players want, they want an increase in the luxury tax. Right now it's $210 million. They want around $240, $245. Why is that important? That allows teams to spend more on payroll, whereas they would not get penalized. And I know there's only a few teams that end up going over that, but it really encourages more free agent spending. It allows payrolls to expand a bit. The other part of this is players being able to get to arbitration a bit quicker, meaning that younger players can get to a bigger payday, an increase in the minimum contract, the minimum major league contract, to about $700,000, maybe $750,000. It's currently at about $550,000, $580,000. So those are the things from the player side. The owner side, guys, is if they could really work out, and I call them flyover states, the 6 to 8 teams in middle America, we're probably in that, we're on the outskirts, but as far as payroll goes, we're obviously in that bottom third. If the owners could work out a little bit better revenue share plan, that would allow, players maybe to take in just a larger cut, not asking for a massive cut, but allow these flyover state teams to really have options and abilities to go after these bigger free agents without breaking the bank. Then I think you get, as we like to say in football, to the 5-yard line, getting to a lot closer of an agreement between both sides.
Jensen, is it also part of the players looking at the percentage of the overall revenue? Is that also part of what's involved here?
Yeah, the unique part, Mike, is if you think about where the NFL, the owners basically own the players. It's one of the worst CBAs in all of professional sports. Where the players on the baseball side are looking at, they are the only group, and they really take a lot of pride. And when you sign that contract, it's guaranteed. If you sign for 10 years, $100 million, you're getting every dollar of that. Unless, something catastrophic happens, and then usually clubs with those kind of deals are covered by insurance. But as far as how the piece of the pie goes, they would like probably another $100 million in revenue. And when you think about a $10 billion sport, that number doesn't really seem like a lot. But as we know, billionaire owners like to keep every penny that they earn. So that's going to be an issue moving forward that they're going to have to try and get a compromise with.
As we talk with you this morning, what do you think? I mean, are we going to get a spring training, or will this thing get until the games start to count, where the money really starts to be a factor? Is that what we're looking ahead to?
And Mike, I've been pretty steadfast since the All-Star break. I think even coming on Friday mornings with you guys, I still leave it at a 10% chance that we miss regular season games. Selfishly and secretly, I don't think the players would mind a week or two shorter spring training. I don't think they're going to really put up a fight on that. Now, the other side that is ironic about this is that, remember, we didn't get a spring training schedule with the pandemic in 2020. That is a revenue stream for owners as far as those spring training games, as far as people coming down and buying memorabilia at those spring training ballparks. That puts the squeeze on the owners, ironically, a bit earlier than the players, because the players don't get paid other than meal money once a week during the entirety of spring training. So they're technically not factoring in salaries or anything in the spring training portion, but ownership would be missing out on gates for spring training games.
Hey, give me a minute. I want to ask you about maybe extending the season. First, a minute left here. Jensen, when it comes to revenue, there's talk about, expanding the playoffs. They're going to play till Thanksgiving maybe and have a World Series. I don't know if that's enough revenue to make all this change, but you think that's something that's in play as well with these talks?
I don't think the regular season gets extended another minute, Bill, but I do believe that ownership will love, because they've dangled the carrot in front of them with those eight teams from each league getting in during the pandemic, albeit a shortened season. They're going to push pretty hard for 14 teams, because that is extra TV money. They've already agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal with TBS for the playoffs. This is a no-brainer from ownership standpoint, because obviously more playoff games equals more money. The players are a bit against 14. They're okay with 12, because I think they still want the competitive integrity. The regular season would go back to the old NFL model. If you guys remember, the top two records would get a first-round bye.
Yeah.
Then the next four teams would be seeded. You have your next division winner and three wild cards. I'm personally in favor of that, because you're going to get a best-of-three wild card coming up here in this next deal.
Okay.
You'll have the universal DH, so I think okay. you'll end up making up that money.
All right, bottom line, I got a new Callaway driver. Am I going to be able to use it in spring training this year or not?
You might be a bit week or two delayed, but you'll be able to get it in March, no question.
Watch that word week when it comes to golf.
It'll be late March.
Maybe. I mean, I get to go anyway. Doesn't matter. All right, Jensen, great take. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys.
All right, be
thanks,
good. Have Jensen. A great weekend. You're back tonight, right?
Cavs? Yeah, back tonight. Cavs and the Spurs, 8:30 in San Antonio.
I hope they get something done. Right. Have a good
Bill,
weekend.
I do too, right. But I think the Eagles may play here before we see baseball.
I got the Big Max Callaway.
Round the third and headed for home.
WPAM 1100. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for...